One point I want to make sure we get to here in the conversation is that in the same conversation, they begin to explain why this is so important. Let's go ahead and play clip six.
All this content's going for to kids who don't know any of this. And even if they're in a household like Keith that have supportive parents, they're still getting all of this information from media of what is normal. And we just, there's a lot of power to that, and it just needs to be acknowledged.
Now, David, for me, this is a point that every mother and father and grandparent watching today needs to understand this. Is what he just said is that they understand the power of media to define what is normal. And they use the power of story, and they use art and the power of music and the combination of all of these things to create an environment where children will see things repeatedly over and over, attitudes, behaviors, scenarios, because they understand that that repetition shapes the hearts and the minds of young people. So it affects what they view as normal, what they will celebrate in the future, what they will participate in the future. Is Disney correct?
I think Disney is correct, Joseph, and I think that was the most revealing clip of all, talking about defining what is normal. This is a form of discipleship. This is a form of catechizing. You know, Joseph, you and I have talked about how children from K through 12th grade spend 16,000 hours in a classroom, which is why it's so important to focus on education. But children spend almost every day several hours as well consuming media, consuming movies and entertainment. And all of those, Joseph, over time, gradually, subtly, have the effect of cultivating a worldview, of teaching us what is right, what is wrong, what is something that we should aspire to. And I think what we're seeing, Disney is in the business of cultivating and creating worldviews for the youngest of Americans. And that's the story of Scripture. That's our story. Creation, fall, redemption, consummation. We're in the business of stories too. And it's increasingly clear the story that we're telling in our churches and in our homes is increasingly at odds with the story that Disney and other woke corporations want to catechize our children in.